This time now for the Christmas Eve services at Our Savior Lutheran Church, 1380 Port Huron, Michigan.
To our prelude and our Savior, come rescue Mary, gentlemen.
Welcome all this evening to Our Savior Lutheran Church, Port Huron, Michigan. Good tidings, comfort, and joy of our Lord be with each of you this Christmas Eve, 2020.
This service celebrates the Nativity of our Lord with home communion and a Christmas candlelight. And our sponsor for this service is Lori Parker.
And we welcome you here this day. That was Helen and Brad DeTerry who have joined us, blending our praise team with the Dorsbacher family, and we're glad we are enriched. And also, before we went on live radio, Helen shared that this is their 20th anniversary at Our Savior, because the first worship service Helen and Brad came to was Christmas Eve. And she played Mary, but we didn't have a play because she was great with child. Which one was it, Denver? Yeah. Denver was inside of his mother. So it's a double meaning this service this night. Anyways, we're here to worship Christ, whose birthday we honor this day. A gathering hymn, O Little Town of Bethlehem, by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by,
yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all of keep their watch of wandering love.
O morning stars together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth.
Oh, we thank the Oak Ridge Boys for joining us this evening. You're going to get a blend of some wonderful music for this Christmas, as well as on December 27th when we do a hymn sing. So, our invocation, we gather this evening, Christmas Nativity, to worship the one God revealed to us as our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who was in the beginning, who makes a dwelling among us, who covers us with justice and mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. God of goodness and loving kindness,
we confess that we have sinned against you and our neighbors. We have turned away from your invitation to a new life. We have turned away from the lowly and discarded.
In your abundant mercy, forgive us our sins,
those we know and those unknown only to you.
For the sake of the one who came to live among us,
Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Hear the good news. It's great news, a peace and salvation. God forgives us all of our sins, not through your own work, but through Jesus Christ, made known to all people. With all who come to the manger, rejoice in this amazing gift of grace.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Now this hymn of praise is kind of a neat medley, three different choral selections. It's called Christmas Fanfare. It lasts approximately 6 minutes. There's no error. Stay tuned. You'll love all the Christmas carols, three of them. One crack.
Child, dear.
Praising.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And hope if you'll lead us.
Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
And our first reading?
First reading this evening is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. And this poem promises deliverance from Assyrian oppression, a hope based on the birth of a royal child with a name full of promise. While Judah's king will practice justice and righteousness, the real basis for faith lies in God's passion for the people. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Here begins the reading. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us, authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading today is from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. And the appearance of God's grace in Jesus Christ brings salvation for all humanity. Consequently, in the present, we live wisely and justly while also anticipating the hope of our Savior's final appearance. The reading begins. The grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly. While we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, He it is who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for Himself a people of His own who are zealous for good deeds. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. At this time, for those who remember Iris Cook, who passed away approximately 2 years ago, the last months of her life while confined to a nursing center in the north end of Fort Gratiot, she was busily recording CDs by a friend and multiplying and reproducing them, providing me a set of 4 CDs. This is one selection she created just of Christmas anthems. And it is, Hope?
It is...
Number 7.
What Child Is This?
Oh, What Child Is This?
Thank you. Iris Cook came
to us at a time after Sharon Hudson's death to become an organist. But what's cute was for a period of about 3 years, we were so ecumenical. We had a Pentecostal choir director. We had a handbell director who was Seventh-day Adventist, who brought us Iris, who was Seventh-day Adventist. And we also had a part-time organist who was Baptist. I mean, and you think we were Lutheran? That wouldn't fly in a lot of churches. But their talents, their gifts of music and praising God in music was incredible. So, we go on with the gospel lesson. From Luke, the second chapter, this is the story of the Nativity of our Lord.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now in those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus for all the world to be registered. This was the first registration was taken place when Quirinius was the governor of Syria. I went into their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee, Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was a descendant from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was expecting a child. When they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields. They were keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all of the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah. He's the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth, lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with them an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts. They're praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left the shepherds, they went back into heaven. The shepherds said to one another, "Let us go on now unto Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste. They found Mary. They found Joseph. They also found the child lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all of these words, pondered them within her heart. Well, the shepherds returned back to their flocks, but they were glorifying, they were praising God for all that they had heard, as well as seen, and as it had been told to them. This is the good news of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Dear friends in Christ Jesus, God's grace, God's mercy, God's peace be with us this night as we gather to celebrate a birthday. When you've been a pastor and preaching some 50 years, it's like, how do you approach Christmas a different way? Oh, I could play all that pretty music and try to jive up the sad, depressed people. But somehow it doesn't fill the void of the empty seat in the house, the silence in the home, the absence because of divorce, lack of job, because of COVID, because of death. I did a count when I had a funeral 10 days ago. I buried approximately 15 spouses for members of my parishes over my years of ministry, 1 week before Christmas. They did not have a Merry Christmas, and I dare say they don't. And many of you, I've talked to you, parishioners and people at large, you know the holidays are the toughest time. And also, I just heard on the news tonight that This night of Christmas Eve, sudden death heart attacks rise by 32%. We'll die tonight. Oh, that's not a Merry Christmas. What do you say? You care about people, you love people. You wish you had some band-aid to fix all the brokenness of this world, right? Can you imagine your sadness, my sadness, and then magnify it on a macro scale by billions and billions of people, then multiply it by centuries and millenniums of people who have cried aloud to God for the brokenness of their life? Where's the light? Where's the hope? Where else do you go? You go to the Word. It's the only place that makes sense of things that don't make sense. You look at the life in which Mary and Joseph found themselves in. Being pregnant outside of wedlock. In Judaism, that's a fate worse than death because the husband is to take the woman out and stone her in public. And Joseph doesn't do that. He breaks the law. He befriends Mary. He protects her. Why? Because God spoke to Mary. He believed that, and God spoke to Joseph through the angel. And believed that this child was going to be special, extraordinary, unlike, totally outside of our system, but being incarnate in our system. For Martin Luther, the Reformer, this is extremely significant. Occasionally, I'll refer to bits out of his 1530 sermon in case you weren't there when he spoke it. What makes this different is that you and I could not do this. In our own right, by our own means, we die, we perish. The end is certain death and the grave and the worms and all the disgusting things if you don't have faith. Luther says, but God comes to us in that brokenness, that void of darkness. And he comes bringing us light and hope. His son came incarnate, dwelt among us, within the realm of the body of Mary, a common woman, but special woman, selected by God. Not that we should worship Mary, Luther says, but that we should honor her because she was selected to bear the one who we do worship, Christ. He's the light. He's the salvation. When all is said and done, the only important words I have said over and over again is that my grave is to say Don Dorsbacher was a child of God. Nothing else helps us, you see. We will die like every other generation before us, and we will moan and groan with our ailments and our, unfulfilled dreams. Christ is here to bind up our wounds, but they will never be completely bound up. I'm sorry to tell you that. But God is here, and he calls on we fellow saints to come to the aid of one another. As he says in the Sermon on the Mount, even as I am the light of the world, so too you must bear that light to the world, that they will see your good works. The work continues that Christ brought in the incarnation. Even 2,020 years later, the work goes on among the faithful. You see the good news that are taking place across this country and this world by people who are selfless people, putting self at risk with people who have COVID, risking everything to help those who have nothing, sticking out their necks and taking chances, knowing that God goes with them for good or for ill. God never abandons us. We understand God's judgment in this world, as Luther would put it. When Mary and Joseph arrived at Bethlehem, they were the most insignificant and despised people. No one even noticed them. Nobody was conscious of what God was going to do in that stable. He lets those large houses, those costly apartments, remain empty. He lets its inhabitants eat and drink and be merry. And this is their comfort and treasure, which is hidden from them, Oh, what a dark night that was for Bethlehem, that was not conscious of their glorious light that came into that cradle. See how God shows that he utterly disregards what the world is, what the world has, what the world desires, and furthermore, that the world shows how little it knows or notices what God is and has and does. Right on, Luther, 1530. He talks also about the shepherds. He talks about many different things. You see, back in the days in Germany, you could be preaching for an hour or two. In America, that's not accepted. But understand, he covered the whole subject. Why was it joyful news? Because we who live in this world, we go through brokenness. We know what it's like to bury friends. We know what it's like to be estranged. We know what divorce is. We know what lack of employment is. We know what stress and worry is. We know what financial issues are, and we know what our personal health issues are. We pray, we beseech God, we ask God to hear and intervene. But if we didn't have that light from heaven becoming born for us in Bethlehem, we have nothing. During the night, in my sleep, my eyes were closed and I slept, but I'll tell you what, the words I love to tell the story came resounding in my brain for 4 hours. So let me share with you what I was hearing. I love to tell the story of things, unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longings as nothing else can do. Second verse, I love to tell the story, how pleasant to repeat. It seems each time I tell it, how more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story, for some have never heard the very message of salvation from God's own holy word. Third verse, I love to tell the story for those who know it best, that's you, seem hungering and thirsty to hear it like the rest. And when in scenes of glory, I sing the newness of, that's the resurrection. I'll sing the old story that I have loved so long. May that song haunt you in your sleep tonight, too. This God who has loved us so limitlessly and invites us to be lights into this world. In the midst of the darkness, know that light has come in the person of Jesus, born in Bethlehem. Amen. We continue the message with the music, O Holy Night, by Carrie Underwood.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, all here gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for his child is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy
as all good Baptists would say, amen. We continue with our prayers. Hope will lead us.
Joining our voices with the song of the angels, let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. The shepherds sing, Jesus Christ is born. Let your church throughout the world proclaim this good news over the hills and everywhere. Unite the voices of all your faithful people in songs of praise and rejoicing. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Heavens and nature sing, joy to the world. Give respite to flocks, fields, and all in those who tend them. Come near to us in the beauty of nighttime, the shining of the stars, and the hush of a world at rest. May our wonder at your creation rouse our care for all the earth. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
The angels sing, peace on earth. Come quickly to still the strife of this world. Hush the noise of war and violence in places of unrest. Inspire leaders of nations to seek lasting peace and sustainable provision for all in their care. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Mary sings melodies of comfort to her newborn child. Bring rest and reassurance for those facing struggles this night. Shelter travelers and those without homes. Console those who lie awake due to pain or anxiety. Heal those who are sick or hurting. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Love sings. Through the sound of a new baby's cry, bless new parents and expectant parents. Comfort those who long for children, especially those running out of hope or options. Surround families of every shape and size with your love and care. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
The heavenly chorus sings, glory to God in the highest. We give you thanks for all the saints who have proclaimed your glory in word and deed. Let us join them this night in joyful praise around your eternal throne. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of mercy, come quickly to us with grace upon grace as we lift these and all of our prayers to you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Together, let us pray as the Lord taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done
on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
At this time, we would receive our offering. Just want to say, in terms of announcements, this is just totally spontaneous. My wife was going to be helping with us, but we asked her to consider because the real world is out there. She works at St. John, Maine. She works bed desk, assigning people to different needed areas and medical services within St. John, Maine. So she has to leave our house at 5 o'clock in the morning tomorrow and on Friday, because that's the real world. That's where we, the church, are to be.
Tomorrow is Friday.
Oh, Saturday. Planning the world and living Christ by love and by deeds. So we go to, this is an hour service. I'm trying to jam a lot of stuff in. We'll play Mary Did You Know as our offering hymn by Mark Lowry, author, composer. If you saw on TV, you saw the Detroit
Mary
Youth
Did
Choir
You Know
sing this. Today.
That your baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered, well, he'll soon deliver you. Mary, did you know your baby boy will give sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, that your baby boy, he's Lord. He's Lord. He's Lord. He is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know your baby boy will one day rule the nations? Did you know your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? Yes, the sleeping child that you're holding, he's the great I.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mark Lowry. And Helen, if you offer a prayer.
Gracious God, you come to us as one unknown, bringing joy and salvation to the earth. Nourish us at your banquet table, that with all who welcome your birth, we may proclaim your peace revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen. Now, this is our first time. I understand some churches do it, but this is our first time. I've asked those who wish to take communion to get your elements ready, have them in front of you. We'll do the consecration. In-house and probably in the future, few times we come together when we are able to, we will have hermetically sealed grape juice cups with a little tiny wafer on top. You peel and separate them. No human hand has touched them. We are sanitized. So God is present in this meal. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and Christ gave us two sacraments to personify his presence with us. One was baptism. The other one is this holy meal. So we begin. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. So raise your bread up, touch it. And he gave thanks to the Father, the creator of the universe. And he gave the Hebrew response of prayer of the Haggadah. And he said, take and eat. Please do. The union of us taking the bread together is part of the commonness, communion of this meal. Then he took the cup after the meal. He gave thanks. He gave it for all to drink it. He said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. It's given and shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of their sins. Take and drink. We do. Take and drink. As we do in-house, we speak a blessing. You've received the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's made full satisfaction for all your sins. Depart in his Brad, lead us.
Lord, we give you thanks, gracious God, that you have once again fed us from your very self with the body and blood of Christ. Through this mystery, send us forth to proclaim your promise to a world in need through the same Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen. Amen. Next part of our traditional Christmas Eve service is a lighting of a candle. So if you have a flashlight, you have an actual candle, or as we have in the house here, we have battery candles. If you'll please light them. The theme of light is consistent through Old and New Testament. Its origin comes from the Creator God. We know if you've seen the astronomy pictures that have taken place of the Star of Bethlehem, the planets that align themselves together to give us that brilliant light that some believe was the Star of Bethlehem, because it repeats itself every 800 years. How's that? Anyways, God can do anything in the cosmos because God runs it. Understand that light comes from the source of God. Jesus then in the New Testament picks up about the light. He says, I am the light of the world. You got to follow me when you walk in my light. But then he goes on John's Gospel, 3rd chapter, verse 17. The light has come into the world, but here's the judgment. The world did not want his light. The world wanted darkness so that the evilness of their deeds would not be seen. Christ is the light. He brought it, and it doesn't go out. Even if we extinguish our candles. He is the light. You can look at your candle, the flickering of a live one or a battery one. As we listen to Silent Night, as we would in-house by organ, you're going to have it just like we would do it in-house. Silent Night. For those who are used to services at Our Savior, you know we would close and give instruction that you extinguish your candle very carefully. It's got hot wax. You don't want to burn yourself or get it onto the fabric of the cushion of your pew. So at home, be careful, or turn your battery off so the next time you want your flashlight or candle, it's ready to go. I just love John Ferguson's music in the organ setting. Brad, would you share the blessing?
Almighty God, who sent the Holy Spirit to Mary, who proclaimed joy through the angels, who sent the shepherds with good news, and led the Magi by a star, bless you this day through the Word made flesh.
Amen.
Go in peace. Share the gift of Jesus.
Thanks be to God. And are sending him as the Alleluia chorus out of 3,500 selections in my library. This is the only one that does it beautifully here. Stay with us. Alleluia chorus. Praising Christ by Handel. Sung in a choir and sang the Alleluia chorus, it's stirring, it grabs you and your memories. We thank you for worshiping with us this Christmas Eve. We hope that in 2021 we will be in person and everything we said and did here will be live and real. Thank you for being patient during these months. Continue to listen to us. This Sunday is our hymn sing. Many, not these hymns, I got a whole nother repertoire for you. It's coming at you, so please join us. 8:30 in the morning, simulcast at 8:30, www.phm.net. and podcast. And hopefully this will be podcast this evening or tomorrow. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas in the true sense. Christ has come to this dark world. Amen.
You have been listening to the Christmas Eve services at Our Savior Lutheran. Join us again on Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. on 1380 WPHM, Port Huron.